谢主，大家晚安。
Thank God and good evening to everyone.
我们今天晚上来学习耶罗波安王他的一些故事。
Tonight we're going to study some of the stories of King Jeroboam.
我们知道这个耶罗波安啊，是以色列王国分裂了以后被朝的第一个王。
We know that Jeroboam was the first king of the northern kingdom after Israel was split.
啊，但是因为他的错误啊，让整个北朝啊一直都陷在罪里面。
And due to his sins and continuous sins, the northern kingdom was in continued to live in sin.
所以让北朝的王国啊。他很快就亡在那个亚述王的手里。
And so it caused the northern kingdom to be overtaken.
所以耶罗波安是我们一个非常大的一种见证。
And so King Jeroboam serves as a reminder for all of us.
我们知道这个所罗门啊，因为他的错误，所以让以色列王国分裂。
King Solomon's mistakes caused the nation of Israel to be divided.
所罗门是以色列的第三个王。
Solomon was the third king of Israel.
因为他晚年的时候，随从一些外邦的妃嫔啊，去拜偶像。
And in his latter years, he followed according to the foreign the cultures of his foreign wives and worshipped the many idols.
为他们造偶像庙、偶像的祭坛。
And he even built altars and sanctuaries for these idols.
所以所罗门王晚年的时候啊，神兴起很多的仇敌来攻击他。
And therefore, God raised up many enemies.Against King Solomon in his latter days.
一个是从外来的一些敌国。
And some came from external.
也有从内部兴起的一些祸患。
And also opposition came from within.
其中一个跟他为敌的就是这个耶罗波安。
And one opponent of his was this King Jeroboam.
我们知道说这个耶罗波安的出身啊，算起来是比较卑微贫贱的。
And we know that King Jeroboam was born and raised in a lowly environment.
因为他是一个寡妇的儿子。
He was a son of a widow.
他生活比较辛苦。
And so he lived a hard life.
但是耶罗波安啊，很聪明，而且做事很殷勤。
But King Jeroboam was a wise, was an intelligent person, and he was also industrious.
所以所罗门王啊，曾经重用他来管理所罗门所建设的一些工程。
And so King Solomon entrusted him and put him in charge of a lot of the construction projects that was going on.
有一次啊，在田里的时候
，and one time in the field.
有一个先知叫做亚西亚。
And there was a prophet by the name of Ahijah.
他就跟这个耶罗波安在一起。
And he met with Jeroboam.
亚西亚先知啊，穿了一件新的衣服。
And this prophet Ahijah wore a new garment.
他把这一件衣服啊，就把它撕破，撕成十二块。
And he divided this garment into 12 pieces.
他拿十片啊，给耶罗波安。
And he took 10 pieces for Jeroboam.
告诉他说啊，神要把所罗门啊这个王国夺回来。
He told him that God will take back his kingdom.
他说其中有十个支派啊，要归给耶罗波安。
And 10 tribes shall belong to Jeroboam.
所以因为这个缘故啊，耶罗波安开始跟所罗门为敌。
And so because of this, Jeroboam became an adversary of Solomon.
所罗门要杀他，所以他就跑到埃及去。
And Solomon wanted to kill him, so he fled to Egypt.
一直到所罗门死了，他的儿子罗伯安做王。
And until Solomon's death, his son, Jeroboam became king.
耶罗波安啊，就从埃及的地方回到以色列。
And Jeroboam returned to Israel from Egypt.
百姓就叫耶罗波安啊，跟他们一起去见罗波安王。
And the people asked Jeroboam to go and meet with them, King Rehoboam.
他们向王说啊，你父亲的时候给我们做苦工。
And they told King Rehoboam that your father had put us in a hard life.
希望你做王以后减轻我们的负担。
And we hope that once you become king, you will give us a lighter burden.
那么王说，你们回去三天以后再回来，我就回答你们。
And Rehoboam told them to go home, and he will answer them in 3 days.
那这个王去问那些老臣呢？
And so the king asked the old his old advisors.
这些老臣对王说，你要用好话来回答他们，这些百姓就会一直做你的，一直的来服侍你。
And these elder advisors told him that he needs to answer them in kind words, and then they will continue to, so his people will continue to serve him.
但是罗伯安王后来却听从了那些跟他一起长大的少年人的建议。
Yeah, but Rehoboam instead consulted later with the young men who had grown up with him.
他回答百姓说，我的小拇指比我父亲的腰还粗。
And he replied to the people saying that my little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist.
我父亲给你们挑重担，我要给你们更重的担。
He said that my father put a heavy yoke on you, and I will add to your yoke.
我父亲用鞭子打你们，我要用那个蝎子鞭，就是带着毒钩的鞭来打你们。
He says, my father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges.
所以以色列人就说， 大卫家，我们跟你没有关系了。
And so the Israelites cried out, the house of David, we have nothing to do with you.
所以十个支派，他们就造反了，他们就高举这个耶罗波安来做他们的王。
And so the 10 tribes rebelled against him, and they exalted Jeroboam as their king.
所以这个王国的分裂，其实本来就是神的预定。
And so this division of the kingdom was in God's plan originally.
主要的原因就是所罗门离开神去拜偶像。
And the main reason being that Solomon had departed from the Lord and worshipped idols.
但是因为神跟大卫的立约，所以没有让他整个王国都失掉。
But because of the covenant the Lord had established with David, he did not cause the entire kingdom to be lost.
保留了两个支派给犹大国。But
he saved the two tribes for Judah.
本来这个先知曾经告诉耶罗波安。
And the prophet once told Jeroboam.
说因为所罗门失败了，所以神要从他的国度里面把十个支派给你。
Now because of Solomon's failure, God will give 10 tribes unto you.
但是你要照着神的心意来治理以色列国。
But you must govern the Israel according to God's will.
我们看列王记上11章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings 11.
37节。
Verse 37.
列王记上11章37节。
1 Kings 11, verse 37.
我必拣选你，使你照心里一切所愿的，做王治理以色列。38节。
38。你若听从我一切所吩咐你的，遵行我的道，行我眼中看为正的事，谨守我的律例。
诫命像我仆人大卫所行的，我就与你同在，为你立坚固的家，像我为大卫所立的一样，将以色列人赐给你。所以神借着先知跟耶罗波安讲。
And so God, through the prophet, told Jeroboam,
说神既然把这个王国是给你,
so that since God has handed over the kingdom to you,
所以你要行神眼中看为正的事情,
and so you must do what is right in God's sight,
要谨守遵行神的律法,
to keep his statutes and his commandments,
这样神就会坚固你的家，让你的国家安定。
And in that way, the Lord will strengthen and build for you an enduring house.
但是我们看到耶罗波安得到王位以后,
but we see that once Jeroboam took the throne,
他却完全没 没有遵照神的命令行事。
He completely disobeyed the Lord's commandments.
他为着要巩固他的政权。
In order to preserve his sovereignty.
所以他第一个就是建造坚固的城。
The first thing he did was to build a fortified city.
啊，他以为说有坚固的城啊，他就国家这个。他的王国就能够得到保障。
And he felt that with this fortified city, he will have a protection for his kingdom.
啊，另外一个他想到说啊，以色列人原来都会到耶路撒冷去拜神。
And he also thought that the Israelites originally went to Jerusalem to worship.
啊，如果他们又继续啊到耶路撒冷去的时候
，And if they continue going to Jerusalem to worship,
可能迟早啊他们就会归回啊。犹大国啊啊，归顺在这个罗波安王的手下。
Then sooner or later they may return back, to the southern kingdom of Judah under Rehoboam.
所以为着要维持他的王国，为着要维持这个政治上的利益。
And so in order to preserve his kingdom and to preserve his political sovereignty.
所以他就想来一个办法。
So he thought of a scheme.
啊，铸造了两株金牛。
He built two golden calves.
啊，把它放在这个北朝的但跟伯特利的地方。
And he put it in the city of Dan and Bethel.
然后告诉以色列人说啊，你们要到这个耶路撒冷去拜神呐、啊，啊，这个路途很遥远呐、啊，啊，很困难。
And he told the Israelites that for you to go to Jerusalem to worship, the road is long and treacherous.
啊，所以你们就只要就近啊，在但跟伯特利啊拜神就好。
And so you can worship the Lord close by in Dan and in Bethel.
啊，告诉他们说这个金牛犊啊，这就带领你们出埃及的神。
And he told them that these golden calves are the ones that have led you out of Egypt.
啊，他也把一般的百姓啊，只要你啊献牛献羊啊，啊就可以让你来当祭司。
And he made a common citizen, common people, whoever was offering bulls and lambs, he made them into priests.
啊，本来这个祭司啊是要立位支派啊。亚伦的祖孙。
Originally, the Levites, the descendants of Aaron, could become priests.
结果他就立了这个立位支派以外的人呐、啊，成为偶像的祭司。
But he had ordained those that are outside of the Levi tribe to be priests.
啊，他不按照这个律法，他另外立八月十五号做他们的节期。
And then, not according to law, but he established the 15th day of the 8th month as a day of festival.
耶罗波安啊，为着保障自己的政治利益。
And so, in order to preserve his political advantage,
可以说啊，行了一个相当大的罪啊，啊来得罪神。
We can say that he had committed a great sin in the eyes of God.
啊，因为这个罪啊，影响到整个北朝。
And this sin affected the entire northern kingdom.
所以圣经有一句话一直反复出现。
And so there's these words in the Bible that continually emerges.
说以色列民啊，他们陷在耶罗波安为他们所设的那个罪恶的陷阱里。
Which is that King Jeroboam have set the Israelites into a life of sin.
啊，这一句话一直反复出现二十几次啊。
And these words, something similar to these words, continue to appear about 20-some times.
可见这是一个相当大的罪。
And so we can see that this is indeed a great sin.
啊，所以让北朝以色列啊，一直都在罪中啊，没有办法脱离。
And so the northern kingdom of Israel continued to dwell in sin, unable to free themselves.
啊，最后啊，因为神的愤怒啊，所以他们很快就被亚述国把他们灭掉了。
And in the end, ultimately, due to God's wrath, they were destroyed by the Syrians.
但是我们看到神是慈悲怜悯的神、啊。
But we see that the Lord is a Lord of mercy and love.
当耶罗波安犯错的时候
，When Jeroboam committed mistakes,
神一直啊差遣人去警告他。
The Lord continued to send people to warn him.
借着很多的事件啊来提醒他。
He also reminded him through certain encounters.
啊，但是我们看到耶罗波安虽然知道 但是他却没有办法脱离他的罪。
And although Jeroboam realized these things, yet he was unable to free himself of this bondage of sin.
所以最后的结果啊，他们全家很快的就败亡。
And so his result was that his entire family was destroyed.
列王记上十三章里面谈到，当时啊，神从南朝派来一个神人来。
1 Kings 13 talks about a man of God that was sent from Judah.
那个时候，耶罗波安刚好在那个伯特利的偶像庙在那里献祭。
And at the time, Jeroboam was worshiping at the altar in Bethel.
那神人就呼叫说，谈啊，将来大卫家有一个王会出来，他会把那个偶像的祭司杀掉。
And the man of God says that a child shall be born to the house of David, and he shall destroy the altar.
把上面的骸骨啊，统统把它焚烧。
And he shall burn all the bones.
啊，当然这个预言啊，这个约西亚王后来出现了以后，真的是照这样做。
And of course, this prophecy came true when King Josiah came to the throne.
啊，那这个时候神人讲的时候，又给耶罗波安王啊一个证据。
And the man of God also provided evidence to Jeroboam.
说将来神的所讲的这个惩罚的预言啊，一定会应验的。
To prove that the judgment that the Lord prophesied will be fulfilled.
所以当时啊有一个预兆。
And so at that time, there was something that happened. There was a sign.
就是说那个祭坛啊会破裂掉，
which is that the altar would split apart.
啊，上面的那个灰啊，整个这个洒出来。
And the ashes would pour out from the altar.
啊，当神人在讲的时候啊，耶罗波安王就说，叫人啊，把那个神人啊，把他抓起来。
But as the man of God was speaking, Jeroboam ordered people to arrest him.
啊，神人的手，这个王的手一伸出来啊，他就干枯掉了。
And when he stretched out his hand, the hand withered.
那个祭坛就破掉了。上面的灰就洒出来了。
And the altar was split apart and the ashes were poured out.
照这个神人所讲的预兆啊，就这样实现。
And just as what was spoken by the man of God.
后来王请求这个神人为他祷告。
And so the king entreated the favor of the man of God to pray for him.
神人很怜悯，就让他的手啊，就马上又复原了。
And so God was merciful and restored his hand.
所以我们看到说啊，虽然他不对，神派人警告他。
And so although we know that Jeroboam was wrong and that the man of God was sent to warn him.
不断地提醒他，哎，又有恩典在他身上。
And he continued to warn him again and again, and even God, the Lord even showed grace to him.
但是耶罗波安啊，一直都没有办法醒悟。
But yet, King Jeroboam was unable to awaken from his mistakes.
另外，这个神人后来的遭遇对耶罗波安啊，也是一个很大的警惕。
And what happened to the man of God also served as a reminder to Jeroboam.
因为王说啊，你留下来，我请你吃饭，给你赏赐。
The king invited him to stay, to reward him with bread and drink.
神人说啊，神叫我不可以在这里停留，不可以在这里吃饭喝水。
But the man of God answered him, saying that I shall not eat bread nor drink water in this place. As
所以就是你把国的一半要给我，我都不会接受的。
Even if you were to give me half the kingdom, I would not accept it.
所以他就从别的路回去了。
And so he went back in another way.
那这个事情啊，让一个老先知知道了。
And so this account was told to an old prophet.
啊，因为老先知的儿子啊。看到这个事情的经过。
And the son of the old prophet saw everything that happened.
所以他就啊骑着驴啊去追这个神人。
And so he rode a donkey to see this man of God.
啊，告诉神人说啊，我也是先知啦，啊，你神叫我来哦。啊，带你回家吃饭喝水。
And the old prophet told the man of God that I also am a prophet, and the Lord had instructed me to take you to my house to give you food and drink.
神人啊，就受骗了。
And so the man of God was deceived.
其实是老先知骗他。
And it was actually the old prophet that deceived him.
因为神不会说啊，一下子叫你不可以吃饭喝水，一下子又叫人把他带回去。
For God would not tell someone to do one thing and then turn around and tell them to do another thing, the exact opposite.
啊，但是这个神人啊，后来就被老先知骗了。
And so this man of God was deceived by the old prophet.
啊，跟着他回家吃饭。
He went home with him to eat and drink.
这个在吃饭的时候啊, 神的话就领导了。
And as they were eating and drinking, the word of God came to them.
说你既然违背了神的命令, 所以你的尸体没有办法进到你祖先的坟墓里。
It says that since you have disobeyed the commandment of God, your corpse shall not return to the tomb of your father.
这个神人啊, 回去的路上啊, 就被狮子把他咬死。
And so on his way back, he was killed by a lion.
他说, 狮子把他咬了以后, 没有把他咬碎。
But this lion did not crush him into pieces.
这个神人的尸体躺在地上。
And rather, his corpse was just lying on the side of the road.
驴跟狮子啊, 却站在一边。
And the donkey and the lion were standing next to it.
后来老先知知道了以后, 才把他埋掉。
And when the old prophet found out, he buried him.
所以这个对耶罗波安啊, 也是相当严肃的警告。
And so this was also a stern warning from the Lord.
不管什么人啊, 不听从神的话, 最后的结果啊, 都是不好的。
And no matter what kind of man, person you are, if you disobey the commandment of God,
但,
the ending will not be good.
但圣经里面说, 这个事情以后啊, 耶罗波安啊, 还是不离开他所行的恶道。
But the Bible records that the Jeroboam continued in his evil ways even after these things happened.
所以因为让耶罗波安的家全 陷在罪里面, 所以神就想要把他的家全部除掉。
And because his entire family was dwelling in a state of sin, God was to destroy them. But God gave him another two warnings.
第一个就是让他的大儿子啊, 亚比亚生病了。
The first is that God, the Lord allowed his son Abijah to fall ill.
这个耶罗波安啊, 就叫他的太太啊, 打扮成为
And Jeroboam instructed his wife to disguise herself as a common person.
跑到示罗的地方啊, 去求问先知亚西亚。
And to go into Shiloh to inquire of the prophet Ahijah.
因为这个亚西亚曾经预言啊, 耶罗波安要做王。
Because Ahijah was the same prophet that prophesied that Jeroboam was to be king.
所以他们去问这个亚西亚到底他这个儿子将来会怎么样。
And so she went to inquire of what will happen to her son in the future.
我们看列王记上14章。
And let's take a look at 1 Kings 14.
第四节。
14 verse 4.
列王记上14章第4节。
1 Kings 14 verse 4.
耶罗波安王的妻啊, 就起身，就这样行起身往示罗去，到了亚西亚的家，亚西亚因为年纪老迈，眼目花直，不能看见。第五节，verse 5，神先小谕亚西亚说：“耶罗波安的妻要来问你，因为他儿子病了，你当如主告诉他，他进来的时候必装作别的妇人。”
好，这里讲到耶罗波安的妻子啊，装作其他的妇人，她要来问亚西亚。 Here it mentions that the wife of Jeroboam disguised herself as an ordinary woman and came to meet Ahijah.
这个先知虽然年纪很大了，都看不太清楚了。
And although Ahijah was old in age and his eyes were dim,
他说他心灵的眼睛啊非常明亮。
But yet his inner eyes, his spiritual eyes, were bright and clear.
所以神就率先指示他。
And so the Lord had told him beforehand
说耶罗波安的妻子要来见你,
that the wife of Jeroboam was to come to meet him.
所以你就把一些凶恶的信息就告诉他。
And he told him that he must deliver the truth, the bitter truth.
所以让他听到这个耶罗波安妻子的脚步声。
And so when he heard the footsteps of Jeroboam's wife,
他就说耶罗波安的妻子啊, 进来吧。
He says, the wife of Jeroboam, come in.
啊，你为什么打扮成为其他的妇人呢？
And why have you disguised yourselves as another woman?
哦，现在奉差遣啊, 把一些凶恶的事情告诉你。
And now, I shall tell you what has been spoken to me.
因为你回去以后告诉耶罗波安。
And I'll deliver the bad news to you that you can go and tell Jeroboam that God had made him the king of Israel. But yet he has done many wicked things.
所以神要惩罚他的家。
And so the Lord will punish his house.
另外说啊, 这个儿子啊, 说他回到这个耶罗波安的妻子一回到城门呢、啊。他这个儿子啊，就马上要死掉。
And he also mentions that when the Jeroboam's wife enters back into the city gates, the son shall die.
那他的家里面呢、啊，也有这个孩子啊，能够安然进坟墓。
But only this child will be worthy to rest peacefully.
因为只有他在神的面前啊，行善事。
Because only this child Abijah was good in the eyes of God.
所以其他大大小小的死在城里被狗吃，死在野外啊，要被飞鸟吃。
And so everyone else that died shall be eaten by dogs and also of birds.
啊，结果他回去以后啊，刚进城门呐、啊，真的他的这个儿子就死掉了。
And so when she returned to the city gates, indeed, the son died.
不过耶罗波安呐、啊，虽然做了那么多的警告啊，但是他还是执迷不悟。
Even though Jeroboam was given so many warnings and reminders, he was still unable to awake from his sin.
啊，当然这个孩子啊，虽然他离世了啊，但是啊，说一人可以一人死掉，是让他免去以后的祸患呢、啊。一人离世啊，免去将来的祸患。
Oh, then this person, for this child to die, it spares them from the impending woe in the future.
啊，但是也借着这样来警告耶罗波安，他却没有办法醒悟过来。
And they used this to serve as a reminder to Jeroboam, but yet he was unable to awaken.
啊，另外神给他一个警告，就是在历代志下的十三章。
And the other warning that the Lord gave him was in 2 Chronicles 13.
历代志下第十三章。
2 Chronicles 13.
说这个罗伯安的儿子叫做亚比亚。
Says that the son of Rehoboam was named Abijah.
其实这个亚比亚并不是一个好王。
And Abijah was not a good king.
所以神的主给他做王三年啊。
And so the Lord only allowed him to reign 3 years.
啊，但是虽然这个亚比亚不是一个好王。
So although Abijah was not a good king.
但是有一次在跟啊耶罗波安征战的时候。
And one time he was in battle with Jeroboam.
他虽然是不好的王，但是他一求告神，神还是帮助他。
And although he was a bad king, yet he was able to call unto God and God listened.
啊，这也是要给耶罗波安知道说啊，当你回头的时候，神还是会怜悯饶恕你的。
This also serves a reminder to Jeroboam that when a person can return to God, God is willing to accept them.
啊，当时啊，这个耶罗波安带了80万大军。
And at the time, Jeroboam brought an army of 800,000.
要来跟南朝的犹大打仗。
And to fight the southern kingdom of Judah.
啊，犹大国啊，只有40万的军队。
And the kingdom of Judah only had 400,000 men.
啊，不过这个亚比亚，这个犹大的王，他这样说。
But the king Abijah of Judah said.
说耶罗波安跟以色列人啊，你们要知道。
He says, Jeroboam and the Israelites, you shall know this.
本来神跟大卫有一个约定。
God had set a covenant with David
要让大卫的祖孙一直做王
to allow the descendants of David to continue to reign
主是耶罗波安啊反叛
but because Jeroboam rebelled
啊，当时啊，罗波安王还年轻啊，所以没有办法抵抗
and at the time Rehoboam was young and could not fight against it
啊，但是你们要知道啊，耶罗波安为着要得到自己的权势
But you must know that because Jeroboam wanted to take power,
怕他自己受了金牛,
and he
做神来拜,
and he had built golden calves as gods to worship.
啊，把那个利未人啊都赶回犹大地,
and he had cast the Levites out of the land.
啊，但是我们在犹大耶路撒冷啊，我们照样敬拜神啊，在圣城里面呢、啊。
But we in Jerusalem, we continue to worship the true God in the temple.
所以他说，我们还是在拜神呐、啊。啊，所以神一定会跟我们同在，会帮助我们。
And since we are continuing to worship the true God, He will listen to our prayers and help us.
虽然从那个两方的军事的力量来看呢、啊、
，And so if you were just to take a look at the size of the army, The northern kingdom had 800,000 mighty men. And the southern kingdom only had half of that.
而且啊, 这个耶罗波安又很有智谋,
and Jeroboam also was a good strategist.
所以他在暗中啊, 设了很多的胡兵啊, 把那个军队隐藏起来。
And so he schemed to, he strategized to hide certain parts of his army in other places.
所以在暗中啊, 要来攻打这个犹大国。
And so that he would sneak, do a sneak attack on the kingdom of
Judah. 如果按照一般的状况啊, 这个犹大国亚比亚根本没有办法跟耶罗波安打。
And under ordinary circumstances, Abijah and his men I stood no chance against Jeroboam. But when Abijah saw that they were in jeopardy, they cried aloud to their God.
结果神就帮助他们啊,
and so the Lord lent his hand to help them become victorious.
结果那些以色列的军队啊,
and the Israelites fled before the men of Judah.
他们就被杀了50万人。
And 500,000 were killed.
所以神就借着这样啊, 来警告耶罗波安说, 你虽然一直想要靠你自己。
And so God used this instance to tell to remind Jeroboam that you cannot rely on yourself.
但是你不想说靠神啊, 离弃神啊, 你绝对没有办法得到亨通的。
But when you don't rely and trust in God, you will not have the power to be successful.
耶罗波安一直想用自己的方法要来保住他的王位。
And so Jeroboam wanted to use his own ways to preserve his throne.
但是神不跟他同在啊, 所以他的国势就一直衰落啊, 没有办法强盛起来。
But without God's abidance, his kingdom, his throne deteriorated and it was unable to become prosperous.
而且经过了一件一件的事件啊, 他一直都没有办法回头。
And so after each instance, he continued to fall and was unable to turn back around.
说到最后啊, 神就攻击他, 耶罗波安就死掉了。
And in the end, the Lord attacked him and he died.
啊, 耶罗波安死掉以后, 他的儿子接续他做王。
And after he died, his son succeeded him.
结果经过了2年以后啊, 有一个人起来叛变啊, 后来就把耶罗波安全家统统杀掉。
And 2 years after, a person rose up against his family and wiped them all out.
所以我们看到说啊, 因为所罗门王的错误,
so we see that due to the sins of King Solomon,
神才把这个王位啊, 归给 耶罗波安,
God gave the throne to Jeroboam.
所以耶罗波安有机会啊, 来做王,
and that's how Jeroboam had the opportunity to
become king. 他应该从这个所罗门的错误当中来得到教训。
And he should have learned the lesson from King Solomon.
他应该要好好珍惜啊, 神所给他的机会, 给他的恩典。
He should have cherished the opportunity and the grace that the Lord had given him.
啊, 但是很可惜啊, 他一直想要保住自己的王位, 但是 所做的都是跟神对抗。
But unfortunately, in order to preserve his throne, all his actions were against
结果他的道路啊, 一直都不通啊, 啊, 所以最后就败亡了。
And so nothing that he did was successful, and in the end, he was destroyed.
保罗在讲到说啊, 因为选民的错误, 所以恩典临到我们。 选民的错误啊, 所以恩典临到我们这些外邦人。
Paul said that because of the grace has fallen to the Gentiles.
说本来我们跟神的应许诸约啊, 是无份无关的。
Originally, we had no part with the Lord's covenant.
但是因为以色列人他们拒绝了神的救恩。
But because the Jews had rejected the salvation of God.
所以这个救恩啊, 才有机会啊, 临到我们。
And so this salvation, we have a chance to receive this salvation.
我们得到了这么大的恩典啊, 啊, 我们就应该好好珍惜。
And since we have received such a wonderful grace, we must cherish it.
所以我们不要以为说啊, 神不要这个以色列, 就专门要把恩典给我们的。
And so we cannot say that God has forsaken it, the Jews and has given all the grace to us.
说神既然为 啊, 把那个原来的以色列人啊, 把他们拒绝掉了, 啊, 那我们更应当谨慎。
And so if God is willing to give salvation unto others, we must be even more watchful.
因为他们好像那个好橄榄都会被折下来了。
Because they are like the good branches that are even broken down.
我们不是那个野橄榄啊, 被接逆着线接在上面。
And we are the broken branches that are patched on.
说神既然不爱惜啊，原来的枝子当然也不爱惜我们。
And so if God could not love the original branches, he could also take his love away from us.
如果我们不好好的珍惜啊，我们违背神的命令，神同样会把你折下来。
And so if we don't cherish this grace and we do not obey his commandments, God will likewise tear us down.
说神对那些跌倒的人是严厉的。
And so God is very stern to all those who fall.
啊，主有我们呢，常常出手在神的恩当中。
And so we must always continually abide within His word and His commands.
啊，能够敬畏神所生的道，神的恩典才会源源不绝的领导我们。
To fear the Lord and to obey His commandments, so that His blessings and His grace can.
我们也知道说，一个人呐，离开了神，人就没有办法做什么。
We also know that when a person departs from God, he no longer has the strength to do anything.
但是一个人如果能够敬畏神所生的道，
a bit of a person can fear God and to obey His word.
说律法书啊，在你的口里面。
That the laws are on the tip of your mouth.
常常谨守遵行。
That if you can continue to follow His statutes and ordinances, 那我们的道路就能够亨通顺利。Then our pathway will be made smooth and successful.
所以说，我们不是光听到，我们要常常把道理行在我们生活当中。
So not only should we listen to the word, but we must practice the word in our lives.
那我们就能够在所行的事上啊，处处蒙福。
And so that we can be blessed in all that we do.
我们来唱诗378首。
Let us sing hymn 378.